Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. I'm so happy to have you with me today. Happy Martin Luther King Day. What a great man of God. Glory. Amen. We just give glory and honor to the Lord today. This is another day and a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and doers of the Word of God. In the Word of God, there is life, hope, peace, healing, deliverance, and in it we come to know our beginnings, the duty of man, and the God who created us, loves us, and the great lengths that He has taken to show us that we are loved beyond measure. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me through a year in the Word. Today we're reading from Romans chapters 5 and 6. Romans chapters 5 and 6. If you go ahead and open your Bibles up to those chapters and read along with me, I am reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Romans chapter 5 and 6. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, O God, as humbly as we know how. We come before you giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise. We come before you, Lord God, not taking for granted the gifts that you have given, the gift of life, the gift of hope, not taking for granted the breath that we have in our bodies or the abilities for our hearts to beat in our chest, not taking those things for granted, Lord, but humbling ourselves before you and saying for your grace, your unmerited favor toward us. Thank you, Lord God, that you wrapped yourself in flesh, dwelt among us, took sin on yourself, although you had not the ability to sin at all. You took on our sin and the sin of all the world and everyone that has ever been born. You took on their sin and you redeemed us thereby. And you have shown us a love that we cannot comprehend. We don't understand that kind of love, Lord God, but by your Spirit, through your Spirit, we are learning, Lord God, to lean upon you. We're learning to be that you called us to be. We're learning who we are in you. We're learning how to love you with all of our heart and all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. We're learning by your Spirit, Lord, by your sacrifice, by your salvation. We have come to a place, hallelujah, that we can again be friends of God rather than enemies. Oh, Lord God, and let God arise and the enemies of God be scattered, because everything that has come against us, come against those things that you have purposed us to do. Hallelujah. All the ones that we call our enemies because they've come against our purpose, they're also enemies of God Almighty because they have come against the purpose that God has placed and cause themselves not only to be our enemy, but an enemy of God as well. Oh, God, we give you glory for the victory today. We give you glory for breakthrough. We give you glory for illumination, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory, Lord God, for manifestation of miracles in the earth realm so that we can walk in the liberty, Lord God, that you have given us. We thank you for your word on today. And we're asking, Lord God, that you open our minds and hearts to this word as it is read on today and every day of this year. We're asking, Lord, that you illuminate it before us, give us understanding that we have not had, although we may have read it before in the past, although it may have been spoken in our presence. Lord, we're asking for supernatural understanding, supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge of your word, supernatural illumination. Lord God, shine a light in us, through us, and for us, Lord God, that we might see your word, understand your word, and obey your word, that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of your word. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am reading and you are hearing from Romans chapters 5 and 6. I'm reading again from the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. And we shall begin. Romans chapters 5 and 6.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time for the ungodly, for scarcely for a righteous man will one man die, yet there, perhaps for a good man someone will even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin. Thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, and even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Shall we say then, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we had been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lived to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. But do not present your members, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Sin, because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey? You are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have read, and you have heard, from Romans chapters 5 and 6. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Choose Jesus. For the wages of sin, they are death. Amen. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I know there are so many voices in the world right now that are saying that the things that you see, they are right. But unless it is written, and unless God has put his stamp of approval on it, it will bring forth death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Choose Jesus on today. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to dwell with you, in you, lead and guide your life, and show you prosperity that you have never known. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And that is the reason we are going through a year in the Word. God bless you on today. I hope you have chosen Jesus and you are strengthened in him even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless, God anoint you, and God keep you until next time. Amen.